Okay, tomorrow, not tomorrow.
我们今天早上,
this morning we're going to read the scripture in 1 Samuel.
好, 我们一起来读今天早上的经文, 在撒母耳记上, 30章1到6节。
Okay, let's read together.
好, 我们一起起立来读共读今天早上的经文,
let's all rise.
来预备, 请,
David 第三日, and his men reached Ziklag on the third day. Now the Amalekites
has
raided
them.
用火焚烧掳了城内的妇女和其中的大小都带走了大卫和跟随他的人的那人不料城以烧毁他的妻子儿女都被掳去了大卫和跟随他的人就放声大哭哭到没有气力大卫的两个妻子耶利斯的妻暖和多过拿巴去的加密人亚比该都被也被掳去了大卫甚是焦急就是因为自己的儿女苦恼说要用石头
打使他大卫却依靠神他的神心里坚固各位请坐我过去侍奉主20多年经常有人来向我倾诉他生活生命当中如何遭遇他人生的低谷难处
So I've been serving the Lord as a pastor for over 20 years and many people has come to me and talked to me about their lives or are in the deep valley.
我不是说这不好，这因为经常都会有，包括现在还是不断的会听，因为很当有愁苦的时候，总会找牧师，请牧师为他祷告。我想这是很正常的。
So it's not abnormal. It's very normal. So when you have in difficulties, come to the pastor and talk to him. It's perfectly okay.
那我发现我自己。 在最近也很多事情不顺利，让我很沮丧，仿佛我也自己走到低谷。
But lately, I run into a lot of troubles and difficulties. Feel like I'm in the valley too.
其实人生道路起起伏伏，这跟你信主无关，因为每个人都有机会来到他生命的低谷。
So life has its up and downs, and it has nothing to do with your faith. Everybody will experience a low point in their lives.
Yeah, 因此走到人生低谷是一个很平常的事情，但是人生的低谷不是人生的尽头。这个时候呢，我们需要的就是灵命的复苏。
So it's very common that you're at the low point of your life, but remember, it's not the end of your life. All we need is to revive our spiritual life.
但很可惜的是，今天有很多人，当他们走到生命低谷的时候，他们以为前面已经没有路可走，就活在绝望与悲伤当中。
But unfortunately, many people think there's no way out, so they live in despair.
甚至有些人以消极的去拒绝接受现实，以不负责任的方式来结束他们的生命。
And even they refuse to accept the reality, even end up taking their own lives.
尤其在中国，平均每天有685个人自杀。
Well, in China, on average, there are about 685 people committed suicide every day.
所以平均每2分钟就一个人自杀，所以从刚才到现在已经死了好几个人了。
So it's about one in every 2 minutes. So ever since the beginning of the service, there are many people already passed away.
每一年有超过25万人就用这样方式来结束他们的生命。
So every year, there are more than
250,000
people die in this way.
全中国的人口占全世界1/5。 但是自杀率却是占全世界人口的1/4。
So China has about 1/5 of the world's population, but its suicide rate is 1/4.
我们如何来帮助这些人，让他们得到灵命复苏，并走出生命的低谷呢？
So how to help those people so that they can come out of the deep valley of their lives and revive their spiritual life?
刚才我们所读的这段经文是讲到以色列最伟大的君王大卫。 其实他自己的生命也经过很多的人生的低谷。So
the scripture we read is about the King David, and of course David has experienced a lot of low points of his life.
如他被扫罗迫害，他的这个婚姻呢也被毁约，然后呢刚出生的孩子也夭折了，又被他的不孝子亚沙龙篡位等等。 实在是很倒霉，他的生命。
So as he was persecuted by Saul and his marriage was destroyed and lost his newborn son, a newborn baby and his son Absalom, conspire against him and so forth.
那刚才我们所读的这段经文呢，更是可以说他遭遇他人生的最低谷，因为有连续好多的打击同时发生在他身上。
So in the scripture we just read described the lowest point in his life because many bad things are happening at the same time.
他几乎成为一个彻彻底底的失败者。
It seems like he's completely failed.
首先他的这个事业前途的失败，他被主人扫罗的追杀，扫罗逼迫。
So first he failed his career, he was persecuted by Saul.
然后他的名誉道德也彻底的失败，因为他被怀疑忠贞，不被信任了。
And then he failed his reputation because he was doubted about his loyalty.
他个人家庭的失败，他被掳走这个妻小，生死未卜。
And failed in his family because his wife and kids were captured.
那人际关系也失败了，他被他的同胞弃绝，甚至要扬言要石头把他打死。
And failed relationship, his men were talking about stoning him.
任何一项发生在我们身上，我们都可以让我们忍受不了。而大卫在这样的艰苦环境当中，所有的这四个都连续发生在他的身上，但是他却没有被打倒而走上绝路。
So even one of those things happened to us, it could be unbearable, but David wasn't crushed by them.
反而他可以经历灵命的复苏而走出他生命的低谷，他是怎么办到的？
But he walked out of the deep valley of his life and revived his spiritual life. How did he do that?
我归纳了以下三个方面要跟大家来分享，也来帮助我们，当你走在低谷的时候，如何也能够得到灵命复苏。
So there are three points I'd like to share.
好，第一个是临危不乱，依靠神，心里的坚固。
So the first one is firmly stabilized, rely on the Lord and find strength in Him.
让我们一起来读第六节。
Let's read together verse 6.
我上次讲过哈，我们弟兄姐妹的回应可以决定讲道的品质。你们是希望一个很不好的讲道，还是希望我们有一个很精彩的讲道？
So as I talked before, your response has really close connection to my preaching. So,
yeah, 我们回应呢，强烈一点好不好？读的整齐一点，大声一点，可以吗？
So let's read together and loud voice.
我们不要再读一次，因为我们声音，我们的时间不够，我再读一次了哈。下次再给你们再一次机会哈。好，这里讲到这些人苦恼。为他的儿女苦恼，其实苦恼的意思呢，是指心灵苦毒。
So here we talk about the distress. Distress means bitter in spirit.
也就是灵命的毒药啊。
It's a poison to your spirit.
使我们的灵命光景低落啊。
So this time it can strike us down.
所以这时候你看大卫呢，他甚是焦急，可是这些百姓呢，这些百姓都是苦毒，心灵都在苦毒啊。
So at this time, however, David was in distress, and all the men around him in distress too.
No, those are bitter in spirit.
They're bitter in spirit.
但是大卫跟他们不一样的这地方是他能够临危不乱，就是把目光转向神。
But at this time, the difference between David and those men is that he is very calm and focused on God.
心灵的苦毒是很可怕的，会让人做出失去理智的傻事。就像这些百姓，他心里苦毒之后，他居然要杀大卫啊！大卫是他们的领袖，是他们的恩人啊！
So think about bitter in spirit is really harmful. It makes people do stupid things, like those people that are talking about stoning David, who is their leader.
他用这样的方式来泄恨，根本无济于事。
So it won't help the situation.
当灵命遭遇当低谷遭遇困苦的时候，有人说：“啊，那找个人倾诉就好了吧。”
So when your life is in trouble, and then many people say, "Let's find somebody to talk about it."
其实我们不要期待人的安慰能够真正解决你的问题，因为只有神才是我们真正的帮助。
But don't expect other people's comfort could help, could solve your problem. Only God is our help.
Yeah, 因为唯有我们心里的力量先刚强起来，我们灵命才能够得到复苏。
So we have to strengthen our heart first, and then our spiritual life will be revived.
大卫就是知道这个道理。
So David know this.
所以当他遭遇这么大的患难的时候，他知道最重要这个时候要稳住。 这时候呢，要拒绝接受心里面的苦毒，他要让自己的内心深得到坚固。
So, when he David is in turmoil, he refused to become bitter in spirit and strengthened his heart.
因为他心里慌乱，不能够冷静的时候，他根本没有办法做事。即便勉强做事，也是出于血气，不能够考虑周全，所做出的决定也会仍有疏失。
Because when you're in distress, your action is reckless and your decision is imperfect.
而心里得坚固，唯一的办法乃是依靠神。
To strengthen your heart, the only thing you can do is rely on God.
其实大卫过去也有有许多类似的经历，也曾经发生在大卫的身上。
So David has experienced many of those things.
只他知道说内心得坚固就是要依靠神。
So he knows to strengthen his heart.
在诗篇五十七篇第一节啊，那里记载，大卫当时他逃避扫罗，藏在一个洞里面。那时候他做了这首诗，交与灵长啊，还被大家唱出来。那里呢是写到整个诗篇第五十七篇一到七节，我们因为太长，我们、
yes, so David wrote the Psalm 57, and then it's called "Do Not Destroy." It's when he fled into the cave, trying to run away from Saul.
那我们来读第一节跟第七节，这样好吧？预备，
verse 1
预备，来。哇，这好多了哈，你们回应好多了。好，这里呢，我们看见这样愁苦的环境当中，大卫不是说我要报复，他说我心坚定。
So let's see, under such circumstances, David didn't say revenge, but he said my heart is steadfast.
他遭遇这么不公平的对待，他也没做错什么事情，却被他的主人扫罗这样追杀。
So he didn't do anything wrong, but his master chased him and tried to kill him.
他知道心里不能苦毒，但这个时候心里要坚定。
So he knows he cannot be bitter in spirit. He needs to strengthen his heart.
而依靠神，依靠神才是心里得坚固的，才能够得到坚固。
So only God is can strengthen our heart.
因此他还可以唱诗，可以称颂，可以歌颂。
That's why he can make the song and praise God.
那要是我们心里不坚定，我们出来的话可能都是伤人的话，都是苦毒的话了，是不是？
So think about us, if we have bitterness in spirit, and the things come out of our mouths might be harmful.
另外在诗篇二十八篇第七节，大卫也这样说。
So in Psalm 28:7, David says,
我们一起来读，预备，
请。Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped.
唯有神才是我们真正的力量和帮助。
Only God is our true strength and help.
因此在面对生命低谷的时候，我们首先要依靠神，我们心里得到坚固，才能够得到灵命的复苏。
So when we are facing the deep valley of our lives, we need to rely on God, strengthen our heart to revive our spirit.
第二个，我们要勇敢的宣战，夺回被仇敌掳去的。
So the second one is be brave and fight back.
让我们读此八节。
Let's read together.
请。好，大卫没有因为妻小被掳去了就自认倒霉，算了吧。
So David didn't accept the fact that his wives and children were captured.
如果再跑去从仇敌手中夺回来，说不定损失更惨重，甚至连自己的性命也都要上吊了。
So he didn't back off from pursuing them. Didn't say, you know, if I would go after them, maybe I have more loss.
反正留得青山在，不怕没柴烧，老婆再娶，孩子再生。算了就有了，算了吧，算了吧。
Have the mentality that you know I can marry again and have more children.
有人笑得特别开心。那大卫知道这些妻小是神给他最宝贵的产业，是属于他的，而不是属于仇敌的。
So to David, he knows that his wives and children were given by God. That's his property, and it's not for the enemies to have.
所以就算拼了老命，也要把他们夺回来。
So it doesn't matter what, he will have to recover them.
那虽然我们今天的光景没有像大卫一样，我们被掳走妻小， 但很多时候我们也被仇敌掳去了从神而来的平安跟喜乐。
However, our wives and kids are not captured, but sometimes our enemies take away our peace and joy that was given by God.
其实你知道，我们之所以会恐惧、会忧愁，我们就是经历生命低谷。那恐惧、忧愁根本的原因，就是我们已经失去里面那个平安跟喜乐了。
So we fear and worry fall into the dark place. The cause of our fear and worry is we have lost our peace and joy.
你知道平安跟喜乐啊，在约翰福音十六章那里是两个东西，仇敌不能够是属于我们的，不能够被夺去的。但是呢，假设我们连那个不能够被夺去的平安跟喜乐都没有了，那请问你还剩下什么
？So think about John told us the peace and joy is God given, cannot be taken away. Two things that God gave us.Just think about it, if we lose those peace and joy, what else do we have?
所以我们无论如何一定要从仇敌撒旦手中把平安喜乐夺回来，不要说算了吧算了吧。
So we must recover them from Satan. Don't give it up.
如果你说啊算了吧算了吧，那撒旦觉得说然后 你这么不在乎，他就得寸进尺，他掳获的就越来越多，直到整个心都被他占据了，我们使我们彻底失败。
So if we don't do anything, and Satan prevails, and he will take from us more and more until our whole heart is taken and completely defeat us.
因此，我们不能够不在乎去夺回，那是属于真正神给我们，是真正属于我们的东西，平安跟喜乐。
So we cannot ignore it.
不过，我们要特别注意一件事情：我们真正的敌人是撒旦，而不是那些欺负你的人。
So, but remember one thing, our true enemy is Satan, not the people who wrong you.
所以今天我们所面对这些不公平的对待，你所需要夺回的绝不是你的利益损失，而是那位真正属于你的平安喜乐，请记住。
And also the things we need to recover, it's not your profit, lost profit, but it's your peace and joy.
通常撒旦之所以可以掳去我们从神而来的平安跟喜乐，乃是因为在我们属灵征战当中我们战败了。
Usually in order for Satan to take away our God-given peace and joy is because in the spiritual battle we've lost.
我们如果战胜，我们不会被他掳走任何东西，正因为战败他才可以为所欲为，把我们的东西拿走。
So if we win the battle we won't lose anything.
那撒旦为了让我们战败，他就会用很卑鄙的手段，特别是趁人之危的时候来掳掠我们。
So in order to defeat us, Satan will use a lot of dirty tricks.
就好比大卫跟他的勇士们，他们都出去征战的时候，这时候留下那些老弱妇孺，一点防备能力都没有。哎，撒旦这个时候就得手了，这些仇敌就来攻破他们。撒旦也是用这种方法。
So just like when David and his men were out, and then there's no strong man, only the young and old left in the town. So Satan used Amalekites to attack the town and capture everybody.
那通常在我们没有警醒防备的时候，撒旦就来掳落我们。
So Satan often attack us also when we're not vigilant.
而且他将你掳获之后，取而代之的呢？是把谎言就放在你的心中，使我们认为自己就是一个彻底的失败者。
And then he has his chance to capture us, and then put lies in our hearts, and make us think we have failed.
啊，上帝呢就不会再爱你了。
God no longer loves us.
于是你就真正投降撒旦了。
And then make us surrender to him.
所以这个时候，我们最重要就是勇敢的向他宣战，勇敢的来抵挡撒旦。因为这是神的吩咐。
So at this time we need to be brave and resist because it's God's order.
Yeah, 所以圣经在雅各书第四章第七节那里告诉我们。
So let's read James 4:7.
Yeah, 然后我们一起来读，预备，请。
Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
好，另外我们要抵挡的时候要全力以赴来抵挡。我们一起来读希伯来书十二章四节。
In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
Yeah, 因为我们如果轻轻松松的态度呢，我们不会打胜的，因为撒旦非常的狡猾，所以要全力以赴。
So if we deal with lightly, we cannot win the battle because Satan is very cunning.
大卫呢，他在决定要夺回被仇敌掳去的这妻小之前呢，他先寻求上帝的心意，确定自己有希望能够得胜，他才有这样的行动。
So before David went after to recover his wife and children, he now he needs to seek God first.
有神的保证，那他还惧怕什么呢
？So what does he need to fear when God has give him promise?
但是我们知道这过程很辛苦的，甚至跟随大卫的人当中600人，其中有三分之一200人都疲乏了，半途而废，只能留在后方看守兵器。
But we all know this battle is really hard. One third of the people, who were with David, they were exhausted. They only can stay behind with the supplies.
所以要是我们哈，可能也被影响了，可能很多人都就想打退堂鼓了。
So think about us, we might give up.
但是这没有影响大卫要夺回被仇敌掳去的决心和毅力。
But this did not affect David.
因为大卫的信心不是建立在环境是否改变，而是建立在，也不是建立在人是否可靠，而是单单信靠神的话语的应许上。
Because David didn't build his faith on circumstances nor people's reliability, but on God.
同样，今天神也给我们一个极大的保证，就是耶稣已经战胜了仇敌，并且他要率领我们在基督里向仇敌夸胜。我们就要紧紧抓住这样的一个应许啊！
So today is the same. God has given us a great promise that is Jesus has conquered the enemy.
那我们再一起来读这段《哥林多后书》二章十四节，好不好？
Read together.
对，请。
Thanks to God who always lead us in triumphal procession in Christ.
既然神要率领我们在基督里夸胜，那我们有还有什么好担心跟顾忌的呢？
So since God is going to lead us in the battle, what?Are we going to fear?
因此，当我们处在生命低谷时，千万不要停留在自哀自怜的环境当中，反而要刚强壮胆起来，做个勇敢的基督精兵，为主征战。
So when we are in our low point of life, don't self pity, but be strong, brave, be the army of God.
要知道，神若帮助我们，有谁能抵挡我们？
Just remember, if God is with us, who can be against us?
唯有起来征战，夺回我们失去的平安跟喜乐，这样我们才能够走出生命的低谷，并且将有凯旋得胜的荣耀冠冕为我们存留。于是你的灵命就能够得到复苏了。
So recover your lost peace and joy. Get out of the life deep valley. There are crowns of victory waiting for us.
最后一个是要慷慨的给予，也就是分享。
So the third one is generously give, willing to share all you have from the Lord.
那我们一起来读第二十四节，好吗
？Let's read verse 24.
预备，请。
Share of the man who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as of him who went down to the battle. Or
如果我们看整个三十章的记载，我们看见这个故事发生说，这些人有些三分之一的人，他们。不愿意出去征战，他们留在后方，在那里看守兵器。另外呢，这一群人呢，冒着生命的危险打胜仗了，把这些战利品拿回来，结果大家平分。你说这样公平不公平
？So just think about there are about 600 men, and one third of them are not willing to go fight. They stay behind with the supplies, and then two thirds of them risk their lives and recover all the stuff. So, but they're gonna share their plunder all alike. Do you think it's fair?
马云当年要开始他的公司的时候，很多人给他这个打退堂鼓，很多股东拆伙，就是结果最后呢赚大赚钱的时候，大家都平分。你说谁还会替他认真工作啊？那些当初跟他一起熬过来的人，是吧？现在都是亿万富翁了。但是那一些打退堂鼓的那些不做事的那些，还给这个给他这个讲不好听的话的人，那些人在那后悔，是不是？应该这样才公平嘛？
About when you build up the company and the people are working so hard with you, and there are a group of people are not helping and even ridicule you. But when you really start making money, is that fair to share your profit with everyone?
不过大卫呢，他没有认为这些战利品是他自己该得的，只有他一个人说要冲，要去把它抢回来。那其他至少三分之二的人还愿意挺他哈，那所以这些人应该给他们更多的奖赏，让那一些打退堂鼓的，让那一些。后悔应该有这样来惩罚他们，应该是这样才对嘛？可是大卫没有这样做。
But think about David didn't think that he deserved the plunder, or he didn't think, since there's a small group of people with him, go to the battle, and then they should get more.
那为什么他大卫会这样子做呢？不愿意啊，为没有秋后算账，也没有这个让这些留守后方贪生怕死、胆软弱、胆小这些人，好、哦、这些人的一个教训。为什么？因为大卫相信一件事情，
so,
所有这一切都是神来自神的祝福。
So, he was generous, willing to share. That's because he knows everything has come from God.
大卫之所以有这样宽广的心，乃是因为他知道他所拥有的一切不是完全靠他自己，乃是完全来自神的赐福。
So he knows everything he has is not his alone, not by his own ability, but it's from God.
那既然都是神的，那就没有什么好分，是你的还是我的，都是神的。
So since it belongs to God, so there is no yours or mine.
我们都是不配承受，但是却蒙神给予的。
So we are all unworthy to receive.
那基于这个理由，你就能够肯定别人的价值与贡献。那他们也是的确值得我们与他们分享的。
So because of this, we can value others and share with others what we have.
请注意啊，大卫的慷慨分享并没有仅限于他的部下，不管是在前方征战或在后方看守兵器的，啊，而且呢，你看他最后他在三十章，你看他接下来还分享给谁呢？给更多的人。
So think about the plunder. David didn't share with his own men only, but he gave it to other people also.
哪些人呢？
So who are those people?
哦，你看圣经接下来啊。
Okay, that's
这些的地名我们这样读过去就算了。不过呢，你如果知道它原文的意思，你就会发现说，哇，有各种层次的，不管是达官贵要，或者是凡夫走俗，或是各样的这个经商的也好，这各样的人都不包括了。
So when we read the paragraph, you would say all different kind of names, but if you know the meaning in Hebrew, we could know that David gave to the rich, the poor, the one in the temple, and then the businessman, almost covered every category. Let's read together.
请。
When David arrived in Ziklag, he sent some of the plunder to the elders of Judah, who were his friends, saying, "There is a present for you from the plunder of the Lord's enemies." He sent it to those who were in Bethel, Ramoth, Negev, and Jeter, and those in Aroer, Sifmoth, Estemoa, and Rakal, and to those in the town of Jeramelites and Kenites, to those in Hormah, Bor Ashan, Aphek, and Hebron. And to those all in other places where David and his men has roamed.
哇，这么多要给，我们看的都是陌生的名词，给都给不了哈，给也给认识的人啊，这些不认识的、不熟悉的，大卫这么慷慨都给了。
So like all the names is they're so unfamiliar to us, but David gave them all.
所以三十章是以悲痛的损失作为开始，但是却以喜乐的分享作为结束。
So we could see the chapter 30. Start with sorrow, but end up with joy and sharing.
两者之间好像都是失去啊，一个是被夺去的，一个是甘心给出去的哈，两个，但是结果却大大不同。
But it sounds like he lose in both ends. The first one, his stuff was captured, and the second part was he's giving his plunder to others. But the result is different.
当大卫乐于分享的时候，我们接下来看他的生命经历极大的转折。他的灵命完全的复苏，他于是才真正走出他生命的低谷。
So, but after David shared his plunders, from next chapter, his life is completely changed, and he walked out of the deep valley of his life.
所以真正的快乐是什么？真的快乐不是活在一个领受的生命，而是一个分享的生命。
So, what is true joy? The true joy is not a receiving life, but it's a sharing life.
领受别人帮助固然是好，但是圣经却告诉我们。施比受什么更为有福。
Of course, receive from others is good, but the Bible tells us it's more blessed to give than to receive.
你也许会觉得奇怪，哎呀，我现在就是正在最遭遇最难处的时候，正因为有需要才接受别人的帮助，我怎么还有能力去帮助去分享给别人呢？
So it may sound strange. You may ask, I'm in trouble already. That's why I need help from others. How can I turn around and have ability to help others.
尤其当我们正处在一个难处当中，我们很容易就先想到自己的需要啊，谁来给我帮助，还是谁给我帮助。
So it's easy when we're in difficulties and stress, and we think about our own needs first.
所以有很多人来到教会，第一次来教会，他就讲说啊，教会能够给我什么，给我什么帮助，我现在有需要，有这样的一个想法。
So many people first come to church, they think, I'm in need what the church can give me.
这是很正常的，是不是？
This is common.
但我们也要想一想，我们要怎么样来整顿自己，让我们，我们是不是有多余的力量可以帮助别人。
But sometimes we think about ourselves if we have extra to help others.
神不是要让我们成为一个不断领受的人，这不是神的心意。即便我们在一个极穷苦的当中的环境，神也不要让我们不断的来这样来索取。
So God's will is not for us always to receive. Even when we're suffering, we cannot receive all the time.
在以利亚的时代记载了一个寡妇的故事。
So in the time of Elijah, there's a story about a widow.
你看一个寡妇呢，死了丈夫。然后又要照顾小孩，已经够可怜了，而且经济拮据，连自己吃饭都有问题了。他处在一个生命的低谷，应该得到更多的施舍、怜悯，把外面的人来帮助才对，是不是
？So think about a widow as the woman whose husband passed away and have to take care of a young child. It's really hard to keep themselves fed.
但没想到上帝呢，竟然没有安排一个有钱人家。来照顾这个孤儿寡妇，反而借着这个穷的不能再穷的寡妇，然后来安排这个寡妇来照顾，让她仅有的这些来提供，来供应以利亚的需要。
But think God not only didn't arrange some wealthy people to take care of her, but ask this widow to use whatever she had to supply Elijah's need.
当时很多有钱人就这个神的先知以利亚应该是得到其他这些有钱人的资助嘛，这些财主很多，应该怎么去找一个神，怎么预备一个穷的不能再穷的一个穷寡妇来供应他的需要呢？
Just think about Elijah. There are so many wealthy people around. Why God didn't appoint some wealthy people to take care of him, but a poor widow?
然后故事最精彩的是，当这个寡妇先有给出去之后，神才有更大的祝福临到这个家庭。
But the wonderful part of the story is after the widow is willing to share, God's blessing came to this family.
来，我们一起来读这段祝福，好不好
？Okay, let's read together.
好，预备，请。
Went away and did as Elijah has told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour is not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah.
如果你想知道到底发生什么神迹奇事，你去读这段经文，那个前后，哇，太精彩了。
So if you want to know the whole story, just read the whole paragraph.
你要寡妇一滴油一滴面都不减少，不断的没有停止这个供应呢，不是因为她懂得开源节流，乃是因为她乐于分享。
So the jug of oil did not run dry. It's not because she is frugal, but it's because she's willing to share.
原来神要借着这个故事告诉我们一个重要的功课：我们就算在极穷之间，仍然是可以与人分享的。
So, God used this story to teach us that in poverty we still can give.
也正因为如此，才能够使他们走出生命的低谷，因为原来知道。他们虽然很穷，可是他们竟然还可以去帮助比他们还需要帮助的人，那表示他们已经不是最可怜的人了，于是他们就可以走出来了。
So based on this, help them to get out of the deep valley, knowing that they are people need help more than they do. So they're no longer the poorest and focus on themselves.
同样的故事也发生在新约马其顿教会的一群弟兄姐妹身上。
The same story happened to the church in Macedonia.
Yeah, 保罗是怎么样来啊来描述这些啊这些马其顿教会的弟兄呢？我们一起来读哥林多后书八章一到三节。
Okay, let's read together.
北请。
It's given to the Macedonian churches out of most severe trial, brought up in rich generosity.And even beyond their ability, entirely on their own.
他们这些弟兄在受到一个大患难、大试炼啊，又有当地的饥荒，然后他们已经很极穷之间了，还能够乐意的捐助。
So think about those people in Macedonia. They experiencing famine and all kinds of disasters, and under such circumstances, they still have money to give.
哎呀，这我们很难想象。说假设我们穷的都。啊，这个生活都有困难的，还可以去帮助别人，我们就想说，这不大思议的，不可思议的。
So think about ourselves. If we can barely have ourselves fed, and then go out to help others, it's really a little hard.
你可能 有人会问说，啊，牧师啊，慷慨给予跟灵命复苏有什么关系啊？
So some people may ask me, what has generosity to do with spiritual revival?
其实慷慨给予的行动。就是得到灵命复苏的征兆。
So your act of generosity is a sign of spiritual revival.
因为这时候他所专注的已经不是在自己的缺乏或是愁苦了。
So because you no longer focus on your own misfortune.
今天社会上有许多很多穷苦的人，但是他们还能够有能力去帮助比他们还困苦的人，于是他们心中就不再感到愁苦，感到穷苦了。
So today there are many poor people helping poor people's story out there.
记得在多年前四川赈灾当中，报道许多乞丐捐助他们乞讨所来的积蓄来赈灾。
So remember many years ago there is a Sichuan disaster relief report says many beggars donate the money to help those disaster areas.
我们也看见很多这种有一些做实验哈。然后呢，放在 YouTube 上给大家看，就是他故意拿钱给那些穷乞丐，啊，给他一笔钱，然后那乞丐不知道要干什么，他们就去偷偷拍，结果买很多食物回来，还分给其他的乞丐。
So they have people taking videos of those beggars. So people giving them money and see what they're gonna do with the money. But they got the money buy food and then they actually come back share with other beggars.
因为这些人他不再觉得自己是最可怜的，因为他们总认为有别人比他们更需要。
Because they don't think they're the poorest, because there are other people even need more help.
那四川这个赈灾的这些乞丐的行动呢，被报道出去之后，却意外的得到很多的祝福，因为消息一传开，有一家医院愿意免费医治其中一位眼瞎的这个爱心乞丐。
So after the news was out, there are wonderful things happen. One of the hospital heard the news. They provide treatment for a blind beggar for free.
那另外一家学校呢，愿意免费提供另外一位失学的小乞丐接受教育。
And a school provide free education for a young beggar.
好，那你会觉得说你处在生命的低谷，所以但是你不要把焦点放在自己的需要上，而是那些其他更需要的人身上。
So when your life feels like you're in deep valley, don't focus on yourself, but on those who around you who need more help.
因为你想想，周围还有许多比你还苦的人，尤其你当你想到你至少还有能力去帮助别人，而不是受别人帮助，那你已经不是最苦的人了。
So think about those people who are in worse condition, and think about your ability to help them. You are not the poorest anymore.
这时候你会发现，哎呀，原来我不是在低谷啊。那你就更何况当你慷慨的给予的这个分享的时候，神就会加倍的祝福你，你当然灵命就都可以得到复苏了。
And also when you remember, when you realize you are not at the bottom of the valley, and also when you're willing to share, more blessings will come.
从大卫的例子我们看见他实在是一位伟大的圣经人物。
So from David's story, we can see he is a great historical figure.
圣经对大卫的注解是合神心意的人，还有按神旨意服侍那世代的人就睡了。
So we can see from the Bible, David is a man that knows God's heart.
连这样伟大的君王一生都会遭遇低谷，那我们更不用说了。
So even this great king can run into deep valley in his lives, not mention us.
正因为大卫得到灵命的复苏，走出生命的低谷，他才能够写出如此震撼人心的诗篇。
Because he can strengthen his heart and walk out of the deep valley of his life, he can write the beautiful song.
所以他的生命成为别人的祝福，这是在上帝美好的计划当中。
And then his life become a beautiful blessing to others.
同样的，我们每一个人也都会遭遇生命的低谷。
Of course, like us, everyone will experience deep valley in our life.
所以当你遭遇生命低谷的时候，不要顾着在那里伤心难过，甚至埋怨。反而你要感恩，因为你在低谷，接下来就要爬坡了。
But when we're in deep valley, don't be sad and complain, but be grateful, because after being in the deep valley, you will be climbing up.
你接下来的生命可能有神的计划在你身上要发生了。
And there will be wonders in your life.
伟大的马里逊博士是第一位将基督教福音传入中国的宣教士。
So, Dr. Morrison is the first missionary who brought the gospel to China.
在1807年的时候，他进入中国宣教，但是在1821年，他经历人生的最低谷。
So he started his missionary trip in China in 1807, but in 1821, his life is in turmoil.
因为他最亲爱的妻子玛丽在这个时候因病过世了。
Because his wonderful wife Mary passed away.
隔年，他最亲密的同工米连牧师也同样因为生病过世了。
And also the year after, his close colleague, Pastor Merlin, also passed away.
在如此巨大的打击却没有击垮他，反而呢，接下来让他进入服事的最高峰。
And all these unfortunate events didn't strike him down, but push him to the top of his career.
1821年失去妻子，1822年失去最好的同工，1823年他正式出版了他个人所翻译的第一本中英文圣经新旧约全译本。
So in 1821 he lost his life. 1822 lost his colleagues. But in 1823 he published the first New Old Testament Bible in Chinese.
同时，他个人出版的他自己编的中英字典，中国第一套中英大字典，有六大巨册，4595页。
And also he at the same time he published the A first Chinese English dictionary. There are six volumes and 4,595 pages.
在那个年代啊，向外国人教中文是要砍头的。他自学啊，而且编中英四十点是他编的第一套。
So at that time, and teaching the foreigner Chinese, it's a capital crime.
并且在同一年，他又案例了中国第一位基督教传道人梁发，第一位牧师，他案例的。
And also, he established the first Chinese pastor, Liang Fa.
所以许多伟大的历史性的事迹，借着他在走出生命低谷之后所发生的。
And also, many other historical events right after he walked out of the deep valley of his life.
所以今天，当我们遭遇一些生命低谷的时候，我们要感恩，我们要知道神可能在我们生命当中有什么计划要发生了。
So when we're in trouble today and we need to be grateful, we know that God has his plan.
当你在低谷的时候，你需要的不是人家的安慰，你需要的是灵命复苏，才能够真正走出生命的低谷。
So when you're in distress, you don't need other people's comfort. All you need to do is spiritual revival.
当你能够走出生命的低谷，你会发现，其实患难不能够让我们与神的爱隔离，反而让你与神越来越亲近。同不同意？
So after we are out of the darkness in our lives, and then we will discover our suffering cannot separate us from the love of God.
因为正在低谷当中呢，神不会离弃或是撇下我们的。
Because God will never leave us.
只要我们单单仰望神，从他那里来支取继续向前走的力量，我相信你一定能够经历这位是爱你的神，陪你走过你生命的低谷。
So if we rely on him, he will give us strength to move forward, and then we will experience that God is by us and he's helping us.
Yeah, 有一首歌叫做《仰望耶和华》，曾经帮助许多人走出生命的低谷。
So there's a song called the Look Up to Jesus and have helped many people walk out of their darkness of their lives.
也能够帮助你走出。
Hopefully it will help us too.
学了。